assisting the economic empowerment of women in Latin America and the Caribbean in the post-pandemic of COVID-19 is the name of the initiative through which the small grants were handed over to the female entrepreneurs. The program aims to provide technical assistance for women's employment and entrepreneurship and financial inclusion in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Speaking at this morning's handing over ceremony, Training and Education Coordinator at the CED, Keisha Phillips, provided background information on the initiative.
This project has two components, and under it, 27 female-owned enterprises stood to receive technical assistance for employment and entrepreneurship, as well as financial inclusion. About 2 weeks ago, we witnessed the handing over of the first set of grants, which was disbursed to 12 other enterprises under a COVID relief category. $96,000 was disbursed. Today, we are going to be distributing another set of grants, this time on the second component, which is the small enterprises category of the project. I welcome you all. Thank you for your time, for you, the participants, for taking the time out to do this mini expo.
Training and Education Coordinator at the CED, Keisha Phillips. Meanwhile, General Manager for the Center for Enterprise Development, CED, Felix Lewis, said the project is taking place in three semesters, the first of which is now complete.
The project is focused on this medium, small, and micro enterprises sector in St. Vincent and Grenadines. Focus also on women. The government of the Republic of China and Taiwan decided to assist these countries in post-COVID recovery. The project is intended to be implemented between August this year and December 31st, 2022. So we have three different semesters of this project. The first semester is coming to a conclusion at this moment. Taiwan ICDF will provide financial and technical assistance to the micro enterprises, combining improvement in access to credit, capacity building and entrepreneurship to improve financing opportunities for these enterprises. The project consists of four main components: institutional functional enhancement for BSOs and stakeholder financial institutions, a vocational skills training for women, business counseling for women entrepreneurship development, and business relief counseling for MSMEs.
General Manager for the Center for Enterprise Development, CED, Felix Lewis, and Ambassador of the Republic of China, Taiwan to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Peter Shalilan, congratulated the recipients. He said the program is continuing and he is pleased with the mini expo set up at this morning's ceremony.
This is yet another important milestone of this mega project, which is to encourage the small and medium women enterprise. And I congratulate all the 11 recipients today. And as Director Lewis just mentioned, we still have an ongoing business competition, which will lead to another award-winning prize. And I had the pleasure just to walk around. I saw diversified products here today we have, from the digital e-commerce to the foods to textiles. So I believe that after the impact of the COVID-19 and the volcanic eruption, we do need initiatives like this to empower entrepreneurs, especially women-owned entrepreneurs. So again, on behalf of the government and the people of Taiwan, we thank you very much for participating. We'd like to have you to participate in all other projects under this initiative.
Ambassador of the Republic of China, Taiwan to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Peter Shalilan. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.